This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 18th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lousy chickens, punting farm bill to next year, and USTR bashes China. Cage-free birds have a lice problem. Leaving the nest can be hard. Chickens throughout California have learned that lesson in the wake of Proposition 12, which bans the sale of eggs from hens in cages. A new UC Riverside study indicates chickens are more vulnerable to lice outside of the somewhat controlled environment of cages. The researchers discovered bloody skin lesions under the wings due to the preponderance of lice, a phenomenon never documented before. They contrived a novel approach to study the bird's behavior, and like many desk-bound office workers, they turned to Fitbit. The tracker showed the chickens were spending a significant amount of time preening, particularly taking away from activities like eating, sleeping, and laying eggs. Poultry farmers have access to few pesticides, and applications are tricky. That led the scientists to food-grade diametius earth. While people often sprinkle the powder in smoothies to detox, it also excels drying out of lice. Entomologist and lead author Amy Murillo acknowledged that chickens do benefit from more space, but noted that it increases the potential for diseases. She hopes further research will solve the mystery of why cage-free chickens attract more lice. Senate Ag Republican, we'd be better off putting the farm bill to next year. Senate Ag Committee Republican Roger Marshall said yesterday farmers would be better off to work on a new farm bill as punted to next year when Republicans could be in control of the White House and both houses of Congress. The Kansas senator's remarks came at an agriculture luncheon he was co-hosting on a farm outside Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention is taking place this week. And right after, the House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told the crowd of delegates, lawmakers, and lobbyists that he still hoped to pass a new farm bill this year. "We're not going to get a farm bill done in the near future. It's just not going to happen," Marshall said. "Maybe we'll get something done in the lame duck session. I'm telling you, it would be a lot better with Senator John Bozeman as the chairperson of the Ag Committee and probably with Amy Klobuchar as the ranking member of the Ag Committee. That's when we would get a good farm bill done." You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Great American Farm Fair draws a crowd. A number of lawmakers made the trek to a farm outside Milwaukee for the Great American Farm Fair yesterday afternoon. They included House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith, House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris, numerous House Ag members. Of course, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson and Senate Ag member Roger Marshall were co-hosts of the event. USTR bashes China during trade policy review. U.S. Deputy Permanent Representative to the World Trade Organization told the WTO yesterday China runs its non-market economy in a, quote, predatory manner. The remark came as the WTO conducted a trade policy review of China. "Because of the size of its economy and the volume of its trade, the People's Republic of China is uniquely positioned to be able to use its state-directed approach to the economy to eliminate foreign competition and amass market power," David Bisbee said. Both the U.S. and the EU have been highly critical of Chinese subsidies for electric vehicles and a host of other products. President Biden recently quadrupled tariffs on EVs from 25% to 100%, and the EU is considering a permanent tariff of up to 38%. Bisbee said, "Across most industries, Beijing's state-directed approach to the economy often results in excess capacity and overproduction, leading to a flood of low-priced exports." Now take note. A report released by WTO leadership yesterday said the organization could not determine the price level of China's support for domestic industries, including aluminum, electric vehicles, glass, shipbuilding, semiconductors, or steel. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA announces senior staff promotions. The Agriculture Department announced senior appointments and promotions across the agency, including a pick for a key anti-hunger role. Cindy Long will serve as Deputy Undersecretary for USDA's Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services after most recently working as the Administrator of the Department's Food and Nutrition Service. Long is filling the role that Stacy Dean held since 2021 and announced she would vacate last month. Dean oversaw the Biden administration's update of the Thrifty Food Plan that increased SNAP benefits, angering congressional Republicans. President Joe Biden had nominated Dean twice as the agency undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, but the Senate returned her nomination both times. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's They Said It. We are going to ensure the safety and security of the people of California, all those who come to the Capitol to exercise their First Amendment rights, our colleagues, and our hardworking staff. That Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire and Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, who in a joint statement vowed, quote, not let violent attacks and dangerous rhetoric win the day in the final weeks of the session. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.